Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mel Kleinman is here. Mel is a new friend. He's the founder and the president of Humetrics. He's a human resources expert. He is a management expert. He's the author of a number of books, including Hire Tough, Manage Easy, and he's here to talk to us about human resources, dealing with the human resources opportunities and challenges in a pandemic era. Mel Kleinman, welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, glad to be here and excited to talk and share some ideas with your audience today.
It's good to have you here.
Because the number one challenge we've all got,
Let me ask you some questions here. What do you see small business owners doing in this pandemic era? What do you see them as the biggest challenges they're having in the couple of areas? Not just hiring people. I want to talk about that in a minute. But also managing people, especially with a remote workforce. What are you seeing? More challenges or more opportunities?
Well, the opportunity is, in reality, with a remote workforce, is in actually getting more work out of people than less work out of people. But it's the comment you made when we first began to look at talking, is creating that culture and keeping people involved within your organization and having a golden objective to help you grow your business.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right, and of course, a lot of the CEOs I talked to over the last 9-10 months, who have remote workers, some of them international companies, they've been astonished at how productive and effective the people have been in a remote situation. I mean, they were surprised that it's worked out so well. What have you seen?
I'm seeing exactly the same thing, and it's based on those companies that have, they have people who take responsibility. They've hired for differently than when most people hired for. They didn't hire people to do the job today. They hired people that could grow into the job tomorrow. Mm-hmm. People who took responsibility. In fact, I call them star employees.
Mm-hmm.
And star employees, if you look at it, star employees are self-motivated. And they're talented. And you can use they're talented and they're trainable. They want to learn. They want to grow. They hold themselves accountable, and they take responsibility for doing it. When you hire stars, whether they're in the office or working remotely or doing anything else, they look to do a great job.
Well,
and that's different than hiring somebody who has a skill. Mm-hmm. It's more hiring a person for who they are, not what they know.
One of the things, though, we know that stars won't do, if they aren't committed, if they aren't devoted to the culture, if the culture doesn't suit them, if the culture doesn't match their own values, they won't not perform. They'll go somewhere else. And they're going to perform somewhere. So my question to you is, when we sent those stars home to work, they took the culture that they had became devoted to, and the leaders that they were devoted to, they took that sense, that feeling, that commitment home with them, and they performed that way at home. My question is, you talk about hire tough, manage easy. How do we hire people now, as we're going to start needing to do? How do we hire people who've never been to the hive? They've never been to the mothership. They don't know the culture. How do we install that culture in a star that we would hire today who's never seen that and they're working from home?
Okay. First of all, we have to define the culture. When you say, okay, what's the culture? What is the culture we're hiring to?
Mm-hmm.
Can you define your culture? One of my favorite exercises I like to ask in a group, very simply, is, okay, if I look at your organization, I look at any organization, I say, give me one word that defines your culture. And you ask management, what's the one word that defines your culture? Have you asked every one of your employees,
mm-hmm.
what's the one word that defines our culture? You will be amazed at the answers you get.
Right. And it probably not what you would think.
I'm sorry?
Probably a bunch of them would be descriptions that don't match your own as the leader.
Yeah. Well, that's the key. You've got to find out. You know, you think it's very interesting. First of all, let's ask management, what do you think the culture is? And in today's world, is that what you want it to continue to be, or what do you want it to change? But just give me one word.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they say family. A lot of the time they say growing. A lot of, you know, what is the word that defines us?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing the insight you get by doing that. And is that the culture you want to have? Because we can claim culture, but you've got to look at and define it first.
Do we talk about culture when we're hiring, and then we look at what we can do to maintain it. When we're interviewing people, do we talk about culture? Do you recommend talking about culture when you're hiring people?
Well, what I recommend doing initially, which most companies don't have. We're not talking about recruiting. The number one thing you need to start doing is, A, define your culture. But what you really need to do is have a unique employment proposition. The key is, what is your unique employment proposition? Do you have a written list of the 5 to 10 key reasons that somebody should come to work for your company? Why should I go to work for you? Why should I come to work for your company? Why should I stay at your company? Do you have a written list? Most companies do not. I stand up and do a seminar, and I'll have 300 people in a room, or 500, or 1,000. And I'll sit there. How many of you have a unique employment proposition? And less than 5% of the hands ever go up.
Mm-hmm.
If there was anything you do because you listened to this call today, you'll sit there and you'll put together a list of 5 to 10 reasons people should come to work for, and they got to be unique. You can't say we have great benefits. No, what's your unique employment proposition?
Well, and it's similar.
Why should I work for you instead of the competitor? Why do I work at your restaurant and somebody else's? Why do I work at your retailer? Why do I work at your company and any place else? Why do I stay?
Mel, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. It'll be similar, folks, to your unique selling proposition. We've talked about that on the show before, so take that idea, which you probably already have, and apply it, as Mel says, to your employment proposition. We'll come right back with Mel Kleinman after the break. His book is called Hire Tough, Manage Easy, and that's what we're going to talk about after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.